Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
You all right, Satch?
Yeah, just did a curry burp, man.
No, I could smell it, bro. We call that a repeater, you know, like a repeater burp.
A repeater.
Curry burp.
Do you have that with vegetarian?
Like in football, you'd have the reducer. And in the Asian culture, we have the repeater.
What's a reducer? I don't know what that is.
The reducer was known as the early challenge that you would do on your opponent just to let him know you're there.
Oh, like you stick it to him a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But quite like Vinnie Jones maneuver.
Yes.
Just to let you know, listen, I'm Vinnie Jones.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you.
And it was.
Were you sticking into your opponent?
No, just a bit of an elbow.
Just a sliding challenge that just roughs him up a little bit.
Yeah.
Satch has done the equivalent for an Indian.
Such as just prepared. Well, we are at Gunchen's. We're at Gunchen's restaurant in Ilford, in Gants Hill, on the roundabout right here by Gants.
Two in a row, by the way, of course.
Yeah, we were here last week and this week. And again, just had a lovely munch. But we eat and then we sit down a little bit belly full. And I'm not too great like this because I'm Punjabi.
Yeah.
Like now, I just need to go sleep.
What do you mean?
I thought you were going to say you just need to go to
sleep. I'm telling you now, if I just close my eyes,
really?
I could just fall asleep. Because I've eaten. No other reason.
Go on then, go to sleep.
Honestly, you can carry on talking.
Yeah.
Lights are on. Yeah. No problem.
Wow.
Music will be playing.
Wow. That means that you've entered like a certain era of your adulthood.
I think so. I think I'm mature now,
mate.
Yeah, I think it really does because to just want to fall asleep after a munch. That's proper caca maneuver, isn't it?
I can't do that.
You can't do that?
No.
I've been able to do it for about 25 years. No,
just
way do
eat
I?
And go to bed.
Oh, it's...
Bravo, yak.
The best sleep you'll have is...
No.
But basically what's going on is my body is tired because it's trying to process the overeating I've done.
Right.
So that's why your body...
We didn't overeat then.
Yeah, but
it was okay.
I overeat.
Did you?
Yeah. I did, yeah. The one extra naan was a bit too much to me.
Well, you didn't have the one extra naan. This is what happened, right? Everybody, you can relate with it. There's two bowls of naans. There was one bowl of naan, which is butter naan, and one bowl of naan, which was garlic naans, right? Yeah. So we're all kind of in alternating, having a bit of each bowl of naan. Then there's one quarter of a naan left.
Yeah.
Right? It's a significant quarter, about the size of my hand.
Yeah, it's a good quarter.
And you picked it up. And I was like, oh, brilliant. He's going to eat it. So I don't need to eat it.
And I just took a little piece.
And he took a piece of it and left it. And then the guy came to clear the plates away. And I'm like, don't leave that bit of naan.
Don't leave it.
No.
And then I did that. And then I just scooped up all the dal makhani. Oh. And it was a charlie lamb.
It was good today. And I've never had the aloo bengan. But, you know, hats off. It was bengan.
It was?
Yeah.
Is that bengan Punjabi style bengan? Or is it different in Gujarati style bengan?
Well, you can do different things with the bengan. I think that's the important point there.
That's what got you through the all boys school days.
You can squash it.
He's in his room. He's banging.
Yeah,
he's banging in his room.
Yeah, because you can
smash it. You can hide it.
Because
let's play hide the banging.
Boil it.
What's that? Banging bharta you get.
Yeah.
Smash it up.
Yeah.
Bharta hai bharta.
Isn't it mad to think that a baba ganoush is a banging?
Yeah.
That is, and it's like completely different to like our food.
Yeah, but then partha is that.
We've masala-fied it.
Yeah, but then they do as well. They add their garlic.
Yeah,
yeah, but like chilies. That is like, it's like, it, do you know what? It just wows me that to think it's the same vegetable, but it tastes so different.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But, let's
moussaka, that's banging as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it slices off. I don't like the bit.
I'm not a fan of that.
Slices. Yeah.
No, I'm not a fan of that.
I love moussaka.
Like a big slippery mushroom.
You need tekkers to cook with banging.
You don't like mushrooms, innit?
No, I do like mushrooms. Oh. I love mushrooms.
Yeah.
But when they're a bit slippery. Oh,
okay. Brown people don't generally.
No, I get frowned upon by a lot of the family members from India. That, you know, you eat mushrooms.
Yeah. Because it's fungus.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Oh, it's seen as gund.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Something to do with cat's piss, isn't it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've addressed this a while ago. So you find the episode, you'll know everything about it. Tommy ain't got a clue.
I've got such a bad memory, you know that.
Yeah, we addressed it. I don't want to go there again, but we've got new followers. And so maybe we
go
need
back
to
back. Go back and have a listen. I was going back to my old stomping ground over this weekend.
Oh yeah,
because obviously, it's not obvious for anyone who doesn't know. I was a DJ in London.
Yep.
For 15 years.
I think you've mentioned that before in the podcast. Yeah.
So I'm saying that's why I said obviously. That's why I said
yeah.
Like that.
It is obvious.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But if you're new, then you can go back and listen back.
But I said it. I think the reason why I stopped myself saying obviously because it came across like, well, obviously I'm a DJ. People are like,
No, I think you're allowed to say that.
I think people know me as a radio DJ. Oh, okay. They don't think I was a DJ, but I was a club DJ.
Right.
So I was playing all around, you know, London, Central London and all that. And when I did, we used to stay like sometimes in town, like in nice little hotels or overlooking the river and things
did
like
you?
That. Yeah. When I'd stay over it, a few friends of mine had pads there, places there. Mm. So after a night out, you think, what am I going to do at 3, 4, 5 a.m.?
Yeah, it's handy,
you know, and a couple of you might go back and party in the flat and things like that.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, that's you sad, isn't it?
We just want to go home and go to bed.
To get to his comfort.
Yeah, but I was young and single. Yeah,
but even then, I was DJing in London.
It was a different life.
I
know what Tommy's doing.
Bruv. And so, okay. So it's my mate's. He's got two or three flats in London where I always stay there. And he's got this lovely flat in Elephant and Castle. It's got three balconies. It's got a wraparound. You know, like, it's just lovely. You've got all views of the Thames, of the London Eye, of the House of Parliament.
We went there, didn't we?
Yeah, Big Ben. Yeah. You're right. So here's his place. And I he said to me a few months ago, he goes, you know what? He goes, come up and stay with your missus, bring your mum and dad, whatever. Mm. And I thought, you know what? Actually, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take mum and dad.
Oh, okay.
And my missus and the kids. Let's be tourists in our own city.
Love that.
Yeah. I was suddenly thought, let's have a bit of appreciation for something that's right on your doorstep that you're never going to go to. I still think there's a TV show in that, like, you know, like kind of holidaying in your area. Someone comes along, a professional, and goes, right, Satch, you live in South London, but do you know about the caves of South London?
Yeah.
No. Like, yeah, there's a cave nearby. Da-da-da-da-da, go check it out. Mm. This is the best viewpoint.
The Croydon Gulf.
If someone came to me and said, we're going to holiday in your area, I'd be like, I ain't coming on that holiday.
But you
need to get on a plane to go on
holiday. It might make you appreciate what's right there in front of you.
No, I can do that anytime.
No, you can't.
Whenever I want.
Why are you? But you might fall in love.
What are the places that are out there in the south near Croydon?
I'm not from near Croydon.
Oh, Crawley.
But in and around
Crawley's nowhere near me. Why would you
Gatwick.
Say that?
Gatwick.
No. You can go holiday. Yeah, go check out Gatwick. But basically, in and around there. But I just thought
you've only known me 10 years plus.
It begins with B. It begins with B.
Beckenham. Really. Tommy's been
Beckenham.
There.
Yeah. Beckenham's Guffa. You know that
what
could be
a Guffa
caves.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it Guffa?
Yeah.
You're a little guffer.
But there you go, Sad. You don't know if Beckenham's got guffas.
I've been everywhere in Beckenham.
No, you can't have done.
Beckenham's
there are things you don't know. Yeah, exactly.
It's lovely.
One point is, I did a London tourist thing.
Hmm.
Stayed there. Went on a boat ride on Friday. Friday was so hot. It was 28, 29.
Did you do the Horrible Histories boat ride?
No, that went past us.
Okay. That's a good one there.
What kind of boat ride?
Like, you know, a 40 minute tourist boat ride from Waterloo Pier.
Were you there when, were you on the, because I was walking along the Thames. Were you along the Thames when the ambulance boat went past?
No. What do you mean?
So, I'm sorry, not ambulance, the fire engine boat.
No, I never knew there was. I saw River Police going
around.
Yeah,
so when I was walking along Thames, and so this is about, I would say about 4 or 5.
On Friday,
yeah, I think you must have been on the...
I think we were around the same time.
But there was the fire engine boat was going like across it. And I was like, oh, wow. Never seen one of them before.
Not on the river. I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah.
Tommy was on the boat. Kedge was weeing off the side of the bridge.
trying to put a fire out.
Yeah.
It was all happening.
It was, but it was roasting. It was 28.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
It was
gorgeous.
It got hot. So we did that. And then we went for a meal. Went to a restaurant. I won't name the restaurant. But...
You start a fight.
No. So my so let's just say, okay, let me tell you what happened in the restaurant, a little bit of restaurant tamasha. Go. Someone with us ordered a vodka.
Okay.
Right?
Oh.
Vodka and Coke.
No, okay. That is.
Right. Well, there's about 14 of us that went. My sisters came. And
okay.
You know, like my mum and dad.
Okay.
They all joined
us. Oh, so it's not senior Sandu.
No, because we were doing like a belated post, a late Raksha Bandhan.
Oh, okay.
Did you take them all to the flat as well, 14 of them?
Yeah, they did. They came
up there.
You're
joking.
Yeah, they all had drinks up there. So we did like a couple of bottles of wine, a bit of champagne, some beer.
Very nice.
So it was a nice hot night, Friday night. Went downstairs.
Take over next man's house.
Went to a little... Yeah, exactly. I had it. I thought, why not? Let's just get all the family in.
Brilliant. Called all the Indians from people from Punjab. Yeah, exactly. They all came down.
There were some ethnic references made in jest. Like, you lot. What are you lot like?
What are you lot
he's
like?
Not dissy. So he's like, what are you lot like?
Yeah.
Getting all your people in. But then we went and says, got vodka. And it was it. And I had a sip of it.
Yeah.
And because someone said, have a sip of that. That don't taste right. It weren't right.
Oh, okay.
Right. Right?
Missing the vodka?
This is a nice restaurant as well, right?
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, it tastes weird. It tastes like, I don't know, it tastes like the Coke's off. You know when you have a flat Coke?
Yeah.
Sent it back. I went, no, and they went, they replace it. But this time, I said, wait, before you mix the Coke and vodka, let me just try the vodka on its own. Yeah. So I downed it. No, I didn't. I had a little sip. I went, that ain't vodka.
Yeah.
That's water. Right?
Wow.
Yeah. So I sort of know the manager at this restaurant. It's an Indian restaurant.
Oh my days.
I took him aside. I went, bro, just between us, something funny's going on. That ain't vodka.
Yeah.
Right? No, that's it. So my nephew was funny, isn't it? Because we held it. We went, look, try that. Right? And he went, no. The bar staff goes, the waiter goes, I don't drink.
Yeah.
And he goes, don't worry. There's no alcohol in there. Yeah. Like you can try this one. Right? Yeah. But he didn't want to obviously do it. So then the manager tried. And then you should see the manager's face drop. He goes, this is water. And he looks at the bar guy. Yeah. And the bar guy who's just served up two of them.
Yeah.
And it was like
got a bottle of Evian in his hand.
So someone behind their bar staff has done a little Geordie on the vodka and replaced it with Barney. But then I found out that's an illegal thing. That is illegal. Whoever's done that, if it is a member of staff.
Well, so obviously it's legal.
It's tampering. Stealing. You know, but you're tampering you're with food and drink. That's like a massive, massive no-no.
Oh.
So that was a little bit... So
you shut down that restaurant?
No, I didn't. And he was super embarrassed, apologetic.
Did he give you a bottle?
No. But you know what they did?
Of course he wouldn't. What's he going to give him? Bottle of Evian?
I tell you what the Bellin did. He brought over another vodka to replace it.
Yeah.
Corrected.
Yeah.
And then he brought a second one a minute. He goes, oh, because you ordered two. And I looked at him, I went, we didn't order two. The first one was wrong.
Yeah.
And he's like, So he's like,
but that should have been like a round of drinks for your table.
Yeah. And then there's a bit of like a
round of waters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you sort of, and I said to him, I said, I'm glad it's me and not like, it sounds, I don't know this is a terrible thing to say, not like a non-desi who's going to then go, right, this terrible, it's all going to blow
and
up.
And write something on the Google reviews. Yeah.
You've just done it on a worldwide podcast.
Yeah. No. I know, but I haven't said the name of the restaurant or where it is in London, and there's quite a few in London as well. Okay. But you know, it wasn't like the proudest moment of desis. And actually, I'm going to just add one other slightly funny, non-proud moment for desis this week.
That's quite funny, though.
Yeah. There's a guy who I know from the gym, right? And I'm just going to say, the guy's not very tall.
Okay.
He knows I'm going to talk about it. And I told him, I said, listen, this is going in the podcast. Yeah.
Vertically challenged.
Yeah, right. He's about 5'3", 5'4".
Oh, okay.
Punjabi guy. He's built. He's built.
Like a labubu. Yeah,
he's strong. You can tell he's broad.
Yeah.
He's broad, he's lean, right? And he does like renovations and bathrooms and kitchens and all that.
Can he reach?
He doesn't do lights.
Right? Bro, he's a boss, but like he runs the companies, the people that
beat us up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he drives a nice Range Rover. Life's good. He's worked hard. Yeah. He's done well. Okay. And I said, oh, actually, I need like a couple of taps changed in my mum and dad's place.
Oh, you can reach that.
Okay. Can you like send someone over?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he sends me a few pictures. He goes, all right, it's going to be this tap. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Turns up. Just before we went away for the weekend with mum and dad.
Yeah.
So that, it was good actually because the taps could because he has to do the sealant, right?
Yeah.
So they could dry while we were away. Anyway.
Yeah, good.
So he turns up, he's 5'3", right?
Yeah.
With a worker.
Who is?
Who makes him look tall.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Bruv, I'm sorry.
Maybe that's the thing though.
Yeah, that's the policy for his hiring people.
Yeah.
I opened the door.
You know, might want female plumbers.
Right.
You just might want short plumbers.
Nope. Maybe for convenience and get into the nooks and crannies.
Yeah.
But I opened the door. I actually laughed because this plumber that he was bringing.
Yeah.
Not only was he short, brother, he had on glasses that looked like magnifying glasses. Oh, you know, they're so thick.
Oh, right. Okay.
And on top of that.
Seen to
maybe
space.
He doubles up as a toilet brush.
Yeah. Huh?
Maybe he doubles up as a toilet brush. He's
bro,
so small.
He had a beard. So it could be the bristles. Could be that.
Yeah.
And then on top of that,
poor guy.
You know the guy had a voice. You know, have you ever come across, I don't know what it is, it's an Asian thing.
Was he brown as well?
Yeah.
They're both brown.
Bruv, not any brown, I'll claim them. They're both Punjabi.
Right? Oh,
they're my people.
All right. Usually you guys are hench.
Yeah.
What happened there?
No, this guy's the size of a wrench, is what it is. Oh, right?
Okay. They were probably born in Gujarat.
They got the little gene, right? But this other guy, not on top of that, the plumber guy, he and this is the thing, and please tell me you know, have come across someone like that. And it is only an Asian thing. No black or white people, or Chinese people. You know, do you know when he talks like this? You know when someone's got one of their voices? You know, you must have come across people. And it's always an Asian person. Oh, Pataki. Oh, see, they can see. And I couldn't understand what he's saying. He goes, we need a world. We need a world. I said, what do you need? He goes, we need a world. I said, what do you say? I said, what does he mean? Goes, we need a world. And he was saying valve. Right. Valve, right?
We need a valve.
Valve. And I'm looking around at the guy I know, who's like the boss. And then
even he was confused.
And I went, and that guy was just kind of like me. Just standing around while the guy's doing the work.
Yeah.
And I went, bruv, if you want, you go. I'll drop him off home. Like, he's only going to live around the corner. And he quick, the little plumber came. He went, no, Manunishadna. Like, you're not leaving me.
Yeah.
To the guy, stay here.
So that was his mind up.
And then my mate, the mate, he goes, I don't think it's really funny when I leave him alone in places. So it was so weird, done it. And I looked at the guy who I knew. I went, bruh, is this some sort of wind-up? I said, this guy is a cracker.
Should have filmed it.
And then, you know, like he's on his all fours, his butt cracks all hanging out. The box. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, what is this? What is going on? So yeah, very, very random booking. But nice to be in London over the weekend.
Yeah.
Had all that. Oh, sorry, while I'm on a roll, I'll just quickly fill you in the weekend. Because the weekend has been jam-packed. I did that. So stayed in London, and then Friday night I was out with the family. Saturday night I went and watched a play.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Inter is called Inter Alia. It's not a guy who's into a girl called Alia. It's Inter Alia.
Is it your football
Inter
team? Milan?
No, Inter. I didn't even think of that.
That's what I thought about. Inter Alia.
Italy. Yeah.
Into Alia.
No, but Inter Alia is a legal term. You know.
Right.
How do you spell this Inter bit?
I-N-T-E-R.
Oh.
Yeah.
Inter Alia.
Alia is the name of the girl.
A-L. No, it's not. No one's into no girls called Alia.
No, but does it change if it's like, you know, Inter Rebecca?
No, it's got nothing to do with... Okay. No,
Inter Alia is a phrase?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is nobody called Alia.
That's anyone's Inter.
Inter Alia, like just, it's a legal term that means among other things. Right?
Oh, right,
so it's like the
Latin word, Inter and then alia. Inter means among alia.
This study includes inter alia, computers, aircrafts, and pharmaceuticals.
You were saying it quite like a desi, so I thought it was like some sort of, you know, Asian.
Well, how else would you say inter alia?
No.
Well, you say it without saying desi. You're more Bindu than I am.
No, that's fine.
Go on, say it like an English.
Inter. I think it's actually you say it differently.
You don't say alia. You don't say.
It's not alia.
No way.
It's not alia.
In Latin, you would.
No, it's inter alia. 100%. You wouldn't say Aaliyah.
I think in Latin.
Let me
you say
see
Aaliyah.
You go back. That was
a
great
tune.
Song.
Anyway, go on.
No, it's okay. Now, I loved this play.
Mm.
It was so good, right? But I am nervous about telling you about it.
Was it a freebie?
No, not at all. It was £200 a
ticket. I've never heard of it.
Right.
I couldn't even tell you. Like, if I had to guess and you said, Satch, guess what it's about, I'd be like,
I thought it was
something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. So,
is it a musical?
Nope.
Okay.
It's a pretty much a one-woman show.
Oh.
Right? Exactly. Not me. And I'm not trying to even play the highbrow one here, people. I'm not even going to go,
I think you are.
Oh, it's wonderful. No, it's a one-woman show. And it's always really good.
It's like a vegan.
It's a wicked play. And I'll tell you why I went and saw it. Because Prima Facie.
Nothing to do with Asians.
Do you know Prima Facie?
No.
You don't even, I mean, that doesn't even ring a bell. Prima Facie is also a legal term, right? And this was the play that came out with Jodie Comer, who was in Killing Eve.
Right.
She's the hot one. See, look at Satch, I've lost it. I knew it. That's why I didn't want to do the story. I'm not telling you about it. No, screw it. I watched it. That was it. Yeah. It was shit. It was shit. Because it had one woman in it. No, that's what you're going to say, bro. You're pissing over it. No, because I'm not trying to, screw you. Because I'm not even trying to go down the route of, guys, this is really good. Like, you know how he is. He's
you
a wanker.
You sound like Kedge.
No, you are a wanker. Kedge, you're a wanker. Right? Because you, no, you
are. You sound like Kedge.
Because you're, no, exactly. But you will just drop in, oh, I watch this Korean thing. And it's shit. Everyone knows it's shit. You thought it was shit. But you just want to say that you watched it because you think it makes you look intelligent. No. I'm not doing it for that.
Okay.
I'm saying this was booked by my wife and her cousin who wanted to see it.
Right.
But that, because Jodie Comer in Killing Eve,
yeah.
Women love her. right? Because she was stylish, she was an assassin, she dressed really well and all this stuff, and that story was great, Killing Eve was great, so she's a hit. So she does this one-woman show, Prima Facie was brilliant. It was a one-woman show, really fast-moving, and great story, right?
Is prima facie another Latin word?
Yes, it is. Right. That's illegal, which means based on first impressions.
Right, yeah.
Right? So
prima
like prima facie is like your first impressions. Yeah. You're going to base it on that until you're proven otherwise.
That's a rude word though, isn't it?
What?
Facie.
No, why is
it? It is.
What?
That was like
facie de prima facie.
That was a school word.
Was I've it? Never used that.
I've never heard
that. Maybe it's a South London thing.
Sassy?
No.
What you said,
yeah, it's quite rude. You shouldn't be saying
that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard
don't
that.
Don't say
either.
That.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, don't say that.
Right. Anyway, so the same writer that did Prima Facie has done Inter Alia.
Right.
She obviously got a bit of a legal
background. She loves a bit of Latin, right.
But, bruv, this story is so good. It's about a woman who's a judge, becomes a judge.
Yeah.
I don't want to give too much away, but it's think along the lines of what was that big. The Netflix show that everyone watched this year because everyone was like going mad for it because
Reindeer
was, no the other one with the boy commits a crime
adolescence,
along that lines but on the legal side but not that same story. It's nothing so clearly a boy has committed a crime, no, not like that, but it was so brilliantly done.
So was that only one person in the whole thing
for 90% of it?
But I asked for a refund.
No, bro. the woman out of it is Rosamund Pike. She's in Johnny English. She's brilliant, right?
I've heard of her.
Yes, she's brilliant. Mm. And she does this. The script is nonstop from start to finish. I'm telling you, look, please,
one
if anyone's
show.
Heard of it or has seen it even, I did look around the theatre. I saw no other brown people.
No, it's not.
But
no.
It was so good. I thought of you, Kedge, because I thought you going... Why can't we do something like this?
Yeah.
Right? Why isn't there? Why this could be? Who's the actress? The one who does all the kind of the good roles, like in Bollywood, and she did the one about Kahani and the baby, and she had the Vidya Balan.
Vidya Balan.
This is like a Vidya Balan style film story, right? Look at Satch. I thought of you, Satch. I thought me trying to explain this. I'm gonna look. I can't even look at you.
You're gonna look like a right
now because I feel like I've just pulled my pants down. I pulled everything out, and now you look at me, kind of just going laughing and pointing at me.
Yeah, no, I am.
I'm like, oh, forget it. I just pull my pants up and walk away. But anyway, I went to watch Inter Alia, and anybody knows it. And by the way, Prima Facie is on.
Stop
I think
saying that word.
You can stream it. It's online.
Okay.
Right? So find it because that's how we watch it. We couldn't get tickets to it.
Right.
It was that.
So
hard
you're
to
watching
get.
A play? Is that?
We're watching a play. Yeah. You know, filmed.
Right.
And Inter Alia, even
it
if
it was
you can't,
filmed,
the Prima Facie, because
on
it
Netflix
was so popular that you just couldn't, people would just have to stream it and pay for it and watch it. So we did that. And the same way with Inter Alia, it's so good, but it's hard hitting. It makes you question your own parenting and how things are and how much.
What was it about?
Okay, so she's a judge.
I thought we were about to finish that.
She become, yeah, exactly. She becomes. She's becoming more.
No, because
she defends rape cases. Or she's judge. She's a judge for rape cases. Okay. She was a criminal lawyer.
Yeah.
Then a female judge of her, a friend of hers, becomes a judge as well. They're like, yeah, we're going to change the game and all that.
Couple of judges
until her son gets accused of a rape. And now all of a sudden, the same laws that she was hating or the truth, because basically a lot of rape cases aren't convicted. There's too much of a grey area.
Yeah.
So many of them are just kind of thrown out.
It's pretty serious.
You can't, it is. But there she's coming from the parent angle, looking at her son. Does she even know her son? What's he like? He's into porn. What's he watching? His comments. She's never seen. Ooh. So it's like, it's hard, but it's funny in parts as well. It was such a good play.
Any songs?
Huh? No songs. No, it was not a musical at all. I think they do. She does break into a song for a bit of like a comedy, thing, but they're at a karaoke sort of thing. But it was it was so good. And then after I watched that play on Saturday night, Sunday morning, went to the beach, went to Weymouth. So look at my weekend.
Beach.
London,
rock and roll,
theatre, dinners. Went to Weymouth to see my friend. Was like in the sea on Sunday afternoon. Out for dinners. It was just great.
Was it your friend's reunion again then?
Yeah, it was catching up with the same, with my
university. The ones that you had a fight in
Ivy.
I did have a fight, bro. Look at you adding masala to the story. We disagreed.
Ked, was it a fight?
There was no fisticuffs involved.
There was an incident.
Altercation.
Were asked to leave the restaurant. Yeah, that's not a fight.
Semi-fight.
And we left. We paid the bill with a discount and left. So we argued the bill and then we left.
Yeah.
But like I'm saying, it's
any drama this week with them?
No dramas whatsoever. I'm not a drama person. You know, look, even like with that vodka situation.
You just went to see a drama on Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And great stuff. So I feel like I've been action packed. But I'm mullered. I'm knackered. We got back late on the train yesterday with the boys as well. And by the way, you know, like the kids are like. You realise kids are crap because I don't want to do the 3.5
Why is he fingering his glass?
Yeah, he is. He's fingering and rotating his glass.
No, I was just thinking about how I'm going to get more water. But anyway, don't worry.
You can get up and get water. That's how. That's how. He's like, where is my bunny waller?
Yeah.
Like my kids are crap because I came up. I went on my own with them two to Weymouth. But you know, like when, like the journey back after a boys' trip.
Yeah.
You're all a bit mullered. What does everyone want to do? Everyone just wants to get home.
Yeah.
You know, stag dude, trip.
Yeah.
Just want to get home. I want to get home. But they're like, oh, I wish we could just be at home. I went, yeah, I know, so do I. Yeah, but I wish you could clip my fingers and just be at home. Yeah, I know, so do I.
What,
how much longer? No, we're on the train.
Train, yeah. You can sleep then, no?
That's what I said. I said, look, just get. And I was like, you know, but like.
We'll get home when we get home.
And then I was like, and then we're hungry. We got back, we're hungry. So I go into KFC. They're waiting outside in the Uber.
Yeah.
Right? And Milo's texting me. He's going, hurry up.
Yeah, hurry up.
You know when you see, you're inside KFC. I looked at my phone, I looked out the window. I was like, and I texted back, I said, I'm not cooking the food.
No. Yeah, innit?
I'm not.
And I'm getting the food.
He goes, you know what I mean? Just hurry up. I went, wow. I kicked off. I said, you know what? I said, you're out of order. I said, you know, there's nothing I can do. I'm tired too. I just
want
to go home.
To do? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what can
it's
I
out
do?
Of order.
Yeah, you don't need people like that. Yeah, and on a stag do.
Cancel the dog.
And you know what? You joke.
Cancel the dog.
No, there's been three.
That literally, Tommy must chuck that one out every time.
Yeah, I know. I use it too much though. I use it too much, and then I come back. So I think he knows it's worthless now. Okay. I'm not consistent with the dab. Anyway, that's me over the weekend in a sort of a nutshell, taking up the first half an hour of the podcast. What have you been up to over the weekend?
Wow. Oh, that's the end of it.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Good night.
Things we learned. Tommy had a mad weekend.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Compared to your weekend, mine was pretty quiet. But it was obviously start of the Premier League, the football season.
Oh,
so
yeah, I
was
my team.
So you did into your fantasy league. Well done, Tommy.
How can people join our fantasy team?
We put the code up, and basically, if you don't know it now, then
too late.
Too late, really.
Yeah,
because you missed it.
So can you not join late?
Well, no. You can, but you can.
But then you're a week behind on points. It don't make sense. You've flopped it.
Okay.
Anyway, so but it was nice because I haven't been to a game of the first day of the season in a while, and I was really looking forward to it Saturday because obviously Tottenham on a 3 p.m. kickoff as well. And you know what, the joy of just everyone just seeing all everyone with their shirts on, all the different clubs all moving around,
seeing everyone with their shirts on.
Yeah,
you know what I love?
Some people going up north, some people coming down south into Houston. Houston was like packed as well, and then different matches were going on. It was brilliant, and the football. Everyone on the train, everyone's like, oh yeah. Villa just scored. Oh no, it's been disallowed, and everyone's perked up. Everyone's talking about it because some people can't get reception on the train and stuff like that. So he goes, oh, do you want to have a look at this phone? Because I was trying to check my fantasy team, and he went, oh, do you want to just see the score, mate? It's on my phone. It's working. And I was like, look, I love that, and that is something that I realised only happens in England. Do you know what I mean?
The community,
this love
the football
for
community.
Football and the community and the families and then everyone coming out. So anyway, get to Spurs, and I was on row. Two behind the goal.
Beautiful.
And I was like, lovely. Wow. I bargained, right? And it was a cheap ticket. And I thought,
catch any balls?
No, so I was getting ready. Mm. So they were warming up in front of me, and I was like, right, I am going to be on telly today. I will be on telly because if someone scores, they are coming in front of me and celebrating. And then this guy comes up to me and he goes, excuse me. And he couldn't speak English properly. And he just went, my son's ticket is the one next to yours, and my ticket is up there, like seven rows back. So is it all right if we spot if you're on your own? And I was like, well, because my mates had all split up anyway. We'd all split up. So I said, well, yeah, that's fine. I said, how far are you? And he goes, oh, only row seven. Mm. So from row two, row seven, I said, fine, I'll do that.
Because
he wants to sit next to his son. I said, it's fine. Although then I thought, after I moved, I thought, hold on a minute. Yeah. I've just...
Yeah, upgrade it. If I'd be honest, Gunnar's person in row seven next to you, what would I swap with your son?
Yeah.
Like, you should do it that way around. Yeah. Not like we want the good
true.
Seats. Yeah.
That's very true. So, but then anyway, so I went on row seven. I thought, well, actually, it's a little bit better here. Fine, I can deal with it. Then I noticed a Chinese lady, two ladies, mother and daughter, just sort of came in, but only the mother came in and stood next to me. And the daughter went the other way.
Yeah.
Further down that way,
because she was in another.
Because she was in another thing. Yeah. So I thought, oh, here we go.
Yeah, move again.
And but then they couldn't speak. They couldn't speak English really well, and you know I could tell, like you know. So I said, so I was looking, and she's over there, and they kept looking from the distance, stuff like that. And I thought, oh, you know, the mum didn't really see. Maybe it was her first game. I don't know, but she didn't look very comfortable. And I thought the last thing she wants to do is sit next to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like the absolute sort of nutter of a fan. So, I said. I don't know what I said, but I just went.
Was it in Chinese?
I tried to, but obviously I don't know in Chinese.
Did you do the accent?
So I no. So I just went. I just what went. I went swap me her like that, right?
Oh,
so
that sounds like you want to swap me for her. Like what?
So that then, like so she just looked at me blank, and just nodded.
Yeah.
So I thought. I know. I'll just go to the daughter
and send her
back. Yeah. So I went across, and again, after loads of people had to get up and then across, and then loads of other people.
You're that guy.
So I stood next to her. She's looking at me, and I went.
How old is the girl?
I'd say about. I'd say in her 20s.
Okay, so not a kid.
No, mid 20s. And so she's looking at me, and I went, "You
there? Yeah.
Mum.
Yeah.
Me here.
Yeah.
Because I thought that's I was nice of you. Because again, I thought I'll get moved again." But it's fine.
Yeah.
And I'll go central. And so she looked at me and she just went, okay. And then she walked. So I thought,
good.
At least they're happy.
Yeah.
I've done two good deeds today.
Yeah.
I've now, reunited
to so I,
yeah, almost at the stadium. So then they've gone there.
Yeah.
And then I thought, right. Okay, I can deal with this.
Yeah.
Then I thought, let me just look over there and make sure they're okay. Are they happy? So I put my thumb up and went like that. By which time the daughter's come back.
She said, you, mummy want you.
She went, no.
Mummy like Gujarati.
Yeah, she went, no, me here.
Oh.
I went, oh, okay. So then I walked back. So now everyone is looking in the stands. I'm going, what? So everyone now is getting annoyed because everyone's had to get
off. Coming back.
We're getting close to kickoff and I'm going back again. Right? So I go next to the Chinese. Now everyone's looking at me. So I went to the Chinese, the mum, and I went, no? Like,
she didn't understand though.
Exactly.
No.
And she went, no. And I went, no. Okay.
But no. She's going, he's doing my accent, I'm going to do his.
Yeah. Right? And then I don't know what was the outcome. So I ended up sitting next to her the whole
Chinese
time.
Mum.
Yeah. And I just don't know why the daughter and the mum didn't want to sit next to each other.
Maybe they weren't even related. I bet it was two Chinese people. There's two Chinese people who went,
I don't think they were. So there was Kej basically doing as what is known in Gujarati as a bit of a dupper, and he ended up basically just messing it all up. But I thought it was quite funny that I just managed to just single-handedly completely piss off the whole stadium.
So then she was, the mum allegedly was by herself, and whoever that other lady was by herself. There.
And she was like the mum was getting excited and like getting into the game and stuff, but she wasn't chanting or anything like with me, but she was like getting into it, and I thought, well, that's weird. But then her daughter thought that behind
but
the
was it her daughter?
I think they were.
No.
They came together.
You'll never know.
But also, if they came together, why would you sit separately? And they both on their own.
Probably a better seat over there.
No, there wasn't. She was more behind the goal. It was rubbish where she was.
Okay.
Yeah. But you are of the mindset, and we've spoken about it many a time.
Yeah.
The minute, particularly with Asians, and I'm going to now include the Chinese with this one. Whenever you try and help someone out, right? I'm sure others can vouch for this. You try to help someone out.
Yeah.
It always backfires.
That's what I thought. When I tell this story to the boys, they're going to go, but Kej, why did he want to do that?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he like you either, Kej?
They got pizza. We're at a pizza restaurant. They think there's something. Yeah. Or there's more. They'll fret back at you and go, oh, you want to do it because you want the better view. Like, no. I'm doing it so you can sit with your mum.
Yeah. Mate, right? I had the best view originally.
And you're like, no, I was just trying to help. But don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, like...
But what happens if it wasn't her mum? You just basically...
Chinese.
Yeah, no, that's
go sit with the other one.
If someone came up to you, Kej, you'd be like, oh, there's another brown person. Go and sit with him.
No, but the thing is, they came together.
Is that your dad?
They came together into the aisle. Do you see what I mean? They came together.
I don't know, Kej.
Well, they did.
I think.
Anyway.
That's an assumption, though, isn't it?
It sounds like the mum wanted you.
Maybe she did, and maybe I just didn't. I was too busy. There. I was too busy celebrating Spurs and the great match and the two goals by Kudus and goal of the season by Richarlison already.
Man U and West Ham off to a flying start. Brilliant.
Let's not talk about football, but there's one thing that I do want to talk about this week, and it rolls on from last week, and it's about the mug issue.
Oh, we still got mug issues.
Yeah, throughout the week, I've been doing about 2-3 mugs a day, just because now we're in the testing phase.
Mm. Oh, so you're dating mugs.
I have to, because I've gone through all the ones in the cupboard, then I'm walking into shops.
This is something because last week it broke, the mug broke.
Are you telling me there's not one mug that you prefer in your cupboard, in your mum's cupboard there?
No.
That was the only mug.
There's loads of them in there.
You sound like a sport brat.
No, it's just like a.
There must be another mug that's got a white interior.
And then remember I told you that one with the matte finish on the outside was rubbish, and then the blue stuff started coming off and going into my tea, which is quite dangerous.
That's dangerous. That's probably like some aluminium.
Then I'm going into shops and I'm picking up mugs. I'm like, this just doesn't feel the same. Or so, we're still.
Sorry, how long does it take to find a mug, Satch?
And you can't just order one offline and just be like,
no, but you can go to Tesco. Yeah, and I don't want to commit for a couple of quid.
There must be a sort of a service somewhere you can get where you can just try out. Yeah, I want to mug handles.
Yeah, innit?
What's the problem with them?
I want to put a tea bag in it.
Do you put your lips to it and then put them down?
Check it out.
Huh? How do you judge it? Like, do you put your lips to it?
No, you can't do that in the shop. Obviously, it's not yours. But like when you pick it up, it's just like, I'm not sure that's going to be the right
angle. What, so you're judging the handle?
And it's like you've got to make sure, it's different when it's full and when it's empty as well. So,
My God.
Yeah, look, Pete's verifying it as well.
He's nodding his head over there. Do you know what? To be fair.
Water, the amount of water? Yeah.
There you go.
So if it's too big of a mug,
it's going to taste.
Then the ratio of water to tea bag is not going to matter.
And you know what? I actually had quite a few people
decide how much water and milk and everything.
You make half a cup then, or whatever.
No, it don't work like that. It's got to be. It's got to be proper, mate.
He's got the same. Pete's got the same mug. There you go. See, it's like online shopping for clothes.
Yeah,
you really don't know what you're going to get until you.
There's slightly ADHD business coming into it.
I think it is. I think if his. If the thickness of a rim of a mug or the handle or the weighting of it affects your tea that much, then I think that is quite specific.
Yeah. Of course it is. I've had loads of people messaging me saying, you know what, you're right. Do it. Like, I get it. Whereas you two just, willy-nilly put your lips around any old mug.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's,
as long as it carries tea.
That was one thing I got a lot of messages about. And also the thing about the planes, which we'll discuss another day.
Are there planes in the sky?
Yeah, but
it's all right. But I think
in the 7 years that we're doing the podcast, I've got the most messages for that.
Because people agreeing with you.
No, they were just like, I just can't believe how stupid these two are.
Me and him.
Yeah.
We were just
going around the realms of possibility. Yeah.
Do you know what? Other stupid people came out the woodwork in the week as well.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, no, but they're also questioning all the different possibilities. There's no point. It's no point just taking it for granted. Sometimes you should always do a bit of research, discover, explore, research.
And so are you still saying that it happened?
Well, I haven't done enough extensive research.
No, but are you still saying that it happened?
It might have.
It didn't happen.
What I'm trying to say is there might have been. Let's not go into it. Listen back to last week.
I'm going
to
put up on the poll.
Put up a little poll. Can we talk about what's happening in? Talking of obviously my run-in with Chinese people this weekend. China have basically now come up with this new invention, which is absolutely groundbreaking, and I can't believe that everyone's worried about AI and it's taking their jobs, and this, that, and the other. But China are going one step further now. Basically, according to scientists there, they're going to be creating the first ever humanoid robot to carry and give birth to a live baby.
What?
And it's closer than we think.
Hold on. So it's a robot.
Yeah.
What does a humanoid robot mean? What does that mean?
So basically what they're saying
it'll look like it's got skin and stuff.
It will be, the baby will grow inside an amniotic sac, but it's all being managed by a robot outside it. So it doesn't have to look like a human being, but the sack and everything will be. So the technology is apparently quite a later stage now. So they don't reckon that it's that far away. But it's like the baby gets implanted into the robot's abdomen, and then
it actually grows.
Yeah.
What? How can metal grow?
No. Because the sack is real, like as in the sack of a human sack, but it's surrounded by the human.
Like baby making sack or like your sack?
No, like a proper baby making sack.
Okay. Show us your sack.
Yeah. So and this is what they're saying, that this is what, you know, the Dr. Zhang is the guy who's basically explaining that this artificial amniotic fluid is going to be used around the babies. It creates the environment similar to the womb, and is, you know, it's not brand new technology. Apparently, they've been working on this for a while because this is what they use to keep premature lambs alive.
It gives birth to that baby.
Yeah.
And then that baby grows outside.
Correct.
What, a robot baby?
But no, it's still a human.
Huh?
It's still a human baby.
Oh, so who's it growing in? Like a human or a robot?
Is it a human in the robot?
It's a human in the robot.
That's flipping weird.
Oh, so the robot recreates the baby. Like an incubator.
But the robot will be deciding exactly what's going into the baby and all of this kind of stuff.
Do you have to do the deed with the robot?
Wow.
I think obviously they have to implant it.
You don't stick it in the hard drive?
No, they have to... Maybe
you have a 3.5-inch floppy.
Floppy disk.
No, I don't think we have to worry about that. But the fact of the matter is that you've got to give
it
the
RAM.
Robot.
How good's the RAM on it?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, sorry.
Hard drive.
Random access.
But they're saying that it's not far before this technology.
That's weird, isn't it? So a robot is literally going to make a baby.
Yeah, but really, it's the same thing as when people do. Sorry, it's just really bad, and I don't think it is appropriate now. Test tube baby, you can't say that term now, can you?
Can you not?
I don't know.
No, I don't think you can.
I remember hearing something about...
You can't
call them test tube babies. Yeah. Or maybe
artificial insemination.
Yeah, whatever. But basically, however they did those kind of... however they grew a baby...
Yeah, that was kind of helping the natural process, but this is now then implanting it, because what they're going to do is they're going to create a womb...
In a robot,
and then they implant the egg, so then the egg grows in this womb.
Does the robot look like a human then?
I don't
or is
think
it like
we,
an oven?
We haven't got clarity. Yeah, I don't
or
think
is
we've
this
got
a box. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, we haven't
a
got
robot
clarity
could just
on
be
that.
Anything.
I think the early signs are that it looks like it's the ones that are in the that lambs grow in looks like a container type thing. Yeah,
like an oven.
Yeah,
big oven.
Yeah.
But then of
that
course
is weird.
Then of course if you're gonna do that then you can go right. I would like this Sandu baby that I'm going to grow to be like a really good runner.
Yeah, so then this is where you'll be able to tweak it. And so then, because depending on what they're putting inside the baby, because the robot will be monitoring the nutrients and everything that goes inside.
Everything to perfection. It's literally like having a robot growing
it's
plants
like that
and
like
monitoring
it's
the soil.
Like, it's 3D printing.
Yeah
like that scene. Do you remember in The Matrix? When Neo gets born and then there's all those like sort of, what do you call it? Like coffin type eggs things. And then
that
just
scene made me a bit sick, even though I've not seen The Matrix.
Yep.
But, yeah, well...
I remember that.
That's a brilliant part of the film. But it's going to be like that. And I just thought, wow. Like, wow. Things are moving fast in the AI world.
Very, very scary.
It's one of them babies. Yeah. That's a bit weird, isn't it?
The thing is, it's because scientists are so clever now. They can literally just do anything. People are getting cleverer anyway. And now these scientists are just accelerating. There's so much more they can still do. Actually, we're talking about cleverness. Let me just share this with you. This is a little moment of pride. Mm. And this is probably the kind of kid that would be born out of these robot sacks or whatever. Yeah. There's a young Desi kid, actually, which is why the story caught my eye. Her name is Manur, right?
Yeah.
And she is 18 years old, and she's just smashed 23 A-levels. That's what she's just done. She's a London-based teen. She's got an IQ of 161. She's smarter than Stephen Hawking.
What does that mean, though, IQ? What does the average human have?
Well, she's got a higher IQ than Stephen Hawking and Albert Einstein.
Okay.
That's what I know. So,
far from us. But
Yeah, she sat 34 GCSEs a couple of years ago, and she's just done...
34?
Yep, 34 GCSEs.
How many did you do at school?
9.
Yeah, 9 or 10.
I think I did that 11 or 12.
Oh wow! Okay, and even then
11 or 12.
No, but I think they make you do 2 or 3 half ones. But this girl just kept on there.
Yeah, no, they do. Like it's the AS, isn't it?
Really?
No, GC. No, no, it was GCSE. It was 11 or 12, bruv.
11 or 12. Yeah. French. Hold on. Maths, English lit, triple science. 1, 2, 3.
That's 6.
Yeah, 6.
And then I did French, German, Latin.
3 languages. 9.
And then. That was it.
And no other like media, drama.
You just picked 3 languages.
Yeah.
Didn't want to go for variety.
No, I dropped geography and history straight away.
Oh, man.
Like, as soon as you could, I thought it was the most boring thing on the planet.
Yeah, I never got into geography and history either.
Yeah,
geography was a waste of time.
So I did 10.
You, what was the other one?
Art.
Art or what? Yeah, 10's good.
So yeah, so 10, I think 10 was normal then.
She did 34. She wanted to do 34 GCSEs. Yeah,
a third of us.
She did 23 A-levels.
But is there 34 subjects you do GCSEs?
Yep.
That's mad.
Because what they said she started off like doing all the time, and then she just went further into like slightly random A-levels as well. But she attended the Henrietta Barnett
School. Oh, Henrietta Barnett,
school
yeah.
in Northwest London, not far from you.
Yeah. Where's that? In Barnett?
Yeah. No, it's not.
It is.
And she's just passed... She's just passed the 23 A levels.
Yeah.
What?
All of them.
Yeah.
A stars and A's.
Wow.
All of them. Brav, 23.
The day this podcast actually comes out is the GCSE results. So a lot of people will be getting nervous about that.
Because how many A levels did you do then?
Three.
Three
and a half.
Yeah. I did 3-4.
You did 4 A levels.
No, 3 and AS. You do 2.
I did 3 A levels and an AS.
What was your A levels?
I think it was the same then.
French.
Yep.
German. Art.
Hold on, French, art, German.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the first three letters of French, art, German spell? I'm just saying. and what did you...
Oh, I can't remember, bruv. I think I did business.
What do you mean you can't remember, sir?
DT.
DT Melody Sharky. DT. Unknown to make you rock.
DT. No, I didn't do DT. I did photography.
Blastering.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You and your little lens out.
But it was more, it was like, did you develop only a little bit, it was more art than photography. Do you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's how art was.
Oh, now he's getting into inter alia. It's more art than photography.
No, it wasn't like that.
Yeah, yeah. You sound
so
like
did you have to develop in that dark room with the red light?
Yeah, mate, I love that. That was so cool.
Exposure
time.
It was
so much fun.
Yeah.
Dirty little room.
Dirty little dark room.
You could just do whatever. It was hilarious.
What did you do, Tommy?
And what did you get?
I can't think of the other subject, let alone the grades.
You don't remember what you got?
No, I can't. Yeah. IT, I did IT. There's three.
Bloody hell's hedge.
I don't know what the fourth one was.
Pottery.
Nah.
What did you get for your A-levels?
3 Bs.
That's good.
I think I got an A, a B, and a C.
An A?
Yeah, I think it was in the art, actually. Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Was it art or was it photography?
No, it was art and photography.
Oh, you did both.
Art and photography,
yeah.
It was like, yeah, no, it was legit.
You got an A for your A-levels.
Yeah.
See, such as art.
Art was hard.
Whole other side to you there. But I just thought this was impressive.
What do you do? What did you do?
I did media studies, English.
Oh,
lit.
Media studies. That was the other one. Yeah. There you go.
Go on.
I got an A.
So did you do any proper subjects?
I got an A, in AS art, and then I dropped it. I didn't carry on because I didn't like it.
Even though you got an A in it?
No, I didn't like it. I preferred media studies. That was my thing.
Ah.
Well, it paid off. Look at that. That's what you're in. So now I got, ironic, I think I've said this before on a podcast. I did performing arts.
BBC.
Yeah. Media,
I remember you telling
media
me that.
And English lit, and I got BBC.
I remember you saying that.
Which was, and I remember even telling my sister, I remember when the A-level results came out, and I said to my sister on the phone, because she was at work, whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, what'd you get? I said, well, you know I want to work in the media. She goes, yeah. I went, well, I got those grades. She went, what?
ITV.
Utsa
ZTV.
Plus. We all did it. And then she was like, oh, maybe it's a sign.
He got Gujarati colours.
Bad sign.
Gujarati colours.
yeah, exactly. What did you get? What grade did you get?
Well, that is incredible for that girl. So yeah,
good on her.
So, you know what? I have heard that she does listen to our Things We Learn part of the podcast as well, because that's the things that she doesn't know.
Okay, so let's make her clever, and we'll share some things we have learned.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
The thing I've learned, and seeing as we've been speaking about Chinese people and, you know, other people from Asia.
Yeah.
The thing I learned relates to Korean people.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously tonight, by the way, is a massive lottery. You've missed it now. Like, if you're listening to it, it was like 210 or something.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a 201 last Friday.
Big un. Korean people buy lottery tickets if they dream about what the night before?
Okay. Because it's Korean.
Yeah.
I reckon it's an animal.
Okay.
And I reckon
white goat.
Like a white tiger, something like that. But maybe a dolphin or something a bit more mystical.
Okay. Kedge?
KFC.
What?
No, it's not KFC.
Okay, go on.
But this thing will come after KFC, and it is poop. Shit.
Oh.
If they dream of
shit. Koreans dream, their interpretation of dreaming about poo is considered to be lucky, and it brings you wealth and prosperity. So if you see a big pile of shit in your dream.
To be fair, who dreams of that? When was the last time you dreamt of that? I don't.
Well, you're going to dream of it tonight now.
I bet you I don't. I don't think you do. When was the last time you remember dreaming of that?
Like,
you
no, but it's like, no, it's not, I'm not saying having a shit, but it's more like if you see shit yeah. in
yeah,
your no, dream.
Yeah, but do you, has anyone, do you recall?
You will now. Shit in your dream, 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 shit in your dream.
All right, well, let's see. I will report back yeah. tomorrow morning.
Right. And if you do, buy a lottery ticket, because okay. it's lucky if you see shit in your dream.
Yeah. My kind of things we've learned, my things are from the boat ride. Oh, yeah. It's going through London.
Yeah.
So, and I know, I think we might have done this one before, or it might be a bit common knowledge now for anyone who's done the boat ride. But you know, there's an Oxo Tower on the...
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know about this one? So Oxo Tower, right on the river, it's on the south side of the river. It's the Oxo building. It was the former Oxo building, you know, making the stock gravy thing and all that. But you aren't allowed to advertise your product on the river, okay? You were not allowed. You weren't allowed then. Mm. But Oxo have got Oxo written on the side of their tower. How did they get that?
Because it's in the structure of the building.
Kind of.
Yeah.
What they've done is they spell out OXO with the windows.
Yeah.
So they said no. So they got taken to court. They said, whoa, you can't do that. You're going to get fined. Your building clearly says OXO. You're promoting OXO. You're selling OXO. And they went, what are you talking about? Like, no.
It's just the shape of the window.
It's just shape of the window. Oh, yes. Very clever. It does say OXO.
Very clever.
I know it looks like it, but it's just geometric shapes, really.
It's so good.
Yeah. And they go, and the judge went, well, technically, it isn't a painted poster saying OXO cube.
They just put the windows in,
It's just round windows, an X of the windows, and another round windows. So there you go. OXO got away with having OXO on the side of the building by putting it down.
Whoever did their planning permission,
Or whoever was their lawyer back then, hang on a minute, we can pull this off.
We can get around this.
It's brilliant brazen. Idea. It's brave. And that was rated. Yeah, so there you go.
My one is a slightly historical fact, and that is that, you know, back in the day, London used to have quite a big split where the poor were on the east side of London and the rich were on the west.
Still like that?
Yeah. Maybe some people that might say it's like that. But you know the reason behind that back in the day, and I don't know if, obviously it's not necessarily true now, even times have moved on. But back in the day, and for a lot of history, what happened is, firstly, the Thames took the city's waste and smell eastward.
East,
because that's the way the river flows. But also, the other thing was that because of the way the prevailing winds are westerlies, it means that it blows everything to the east. Mm. So all the smells and everything went eastwards, all the odours. And there's been a lot of research into this. And they said because of that, all the rich people then would then move away because there was all the pollution and all the dirty smells going to the east. So all the west, so then the west became where all the rich people went, and that's why we've got this split back in the day in London, old era, you know, times of London, that the poor people lived in East London and the rich people lived in West London.
Well, there you go. Stick that up your bum, because now East London's gone through the roof and they're building more runways at Heathrow Airport. So good luck with that, West Londoners.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's it. That explains why that's
was it just like, so basically Ked said all the smelly people live in East London?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that's what he's getting at, Satch. Yeah.
I know this guy. Let me just say it. All the smelly people live in East London.
Exactly. Great. That's why I said it was back in the day.
Yeah.
Right.
But not relevant anymore. Mm. There you go.
Yeah.
No, don't shrug your shoulders, then.
I don't know about that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's what
we're doing. North West London don't smell that great either. You go around the west of London, it smells a tarka all the time.
Just come to south.
That's a beautiful smell.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. One thing that is brilliant is, do you know what? I did a bit of counting this weekend.
Yeah.
Because obviously the podcast festival is coming up in, 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
You know the live podcast that we're going to do on the 12th of September?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've always put it out the week after.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? We've got to do something for this. That is going to be episode number 350.
Oh. The live podcast? Okay.
The live one that we do that goes out. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, what are the odds that, like, you know, it's a significant number.
Yeah.
We're doing a live one.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
350 isn't...
Well, it is
significant, does it? I mean, it's not like
it is a bit of a milestone.
It's a whole number.
Yes, yeah. It's not 341 or something.
Anything 150 doesn't feel like a whole number. Oh. You know what I mean?
I think it is. Because the next one is, then you're coming towards the 400.
You're talking to the guy who has to have a specific mug. 350.
Yeah. I think it's the ADHD.
Come wearing your 350 t-shirt.
Okay.
Okay.
I would have liked him in 360. Because then it'd be like 360.
That would not sit well with him. 365, Satch. Come on. You know you're not.
I cancelled it.
Yeah.
You couldn't land all that.
So that, is that the thing you've learned?
No, it's just, I was looking at the calendar and I was looking at numbers. And I was just like, it's going to be the 350th episode that we're going to do live.
Okay. Yeah. Right, pretty cool. Fine. There you go. Okay. So, if you
and by the way, it's going to be 7 years, in December.
Wow.
7 years of the podcast. All right. Well, get your tickets and we'll see you there.
Yeah, please get your tickets.
Yeah. Sorry, are you not doing anything? Have you?
What do you mean? He's done it.
What was his thing? What was his one? What was your thing you've learned?
Are we really having this conversation?
Have you forgotten?
Yeah. What was it?
See you next week. We'll see you next week. Laters.
Are we going? I'll have to listen back.